Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Alien Sex Shop. This will be a strange fantasy, one that will pull you through a variety of experiences that may or may not make a lot of sense in the moment. The toys that you will encounter are not all meant for humans, after all. So the effects on your particular species is difficult to predict. Let's begin with a very simple trance. A moment to relax and to open ourselves up to the fantasy that may or may not be more real than you think. A deep breath is a wonderful way to start. A simple in and a nice low out to let yourself sink. Another in, and an even slower out. And you can continue those gentle breaths while you listen to my voice taking you into a new world, a strange experience. One that starts with a walk. Imagine that you're walking somewhere familiar, on the streets, perhaps to go shopping for something completely unrelated. Notice how doorways always feel a little special. To go from one state to the next, one place to the next. I wonder how it would feel to walk from a familiar place into a completely strange, alien place. Take a moment to let yourself sink and wonder what that would be like. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. Where you arrive is somewhere new, somewhere unusual, not of this earth. Behind you, there is a doorway that looks out on a landscape, a street maybe that does not look like where you came from. In front of you, there is a hallway that leads into somewhere, and a strange creature, not quite humanoid, approaches you. It might be difficult to express exactly what you're feeling. There are no real smells here, and there are some sounds, but you can't quite place them. technology or something else. And you hear a strange musical sound, multiple frequencies that seem to interweave into something meaningless. If you look up, if you speak, suddenly there is a different voice in your language, in understandable words. You are welcomed to this sensation experience. Of course, if you enjoy any of the products that we are about to demonstrate to you, you are free to purchase them at your leisure, no matter where they will be delivered to you within one cycle. Before you can really react, the creature takes your arm gently and pulls you forward. There's a whole, well, it's not quite a display around you. It's difficult to describe. There are shelves, surfaces with items on them that are very difficult to describe. Some of them look organic, others look way beyond what you know of technology. And there's even a strange glowing beaker. This, the creature says, is the biotech department. There are some fascinating items here that we have for your entertainment, pleasure, experience today. You might enjoy this. While it is alive, there is no need to feed it. It will enjoy your pleasure, and I have been told it is compatible with almost any creature. It places something in your palm. It feels cold, slimy, strange, but very rapidly it spreads out almost like a thin film over your skin. When you look, it shifts color. It's as if you are being covered by some sort of fabric, latex, something else. But what makes it even nicer is, while your surprise is still trying to parse what's happening, your hand is already tingling with some very nice sensation. And as you follow the sensations up your wrist, up your arm, ooh, it's getting really nice. It's as if it's stimulating all the nerve endings under your skin in a way that feels like pleasure, and yet it's different from anything else that you've ever felt, but it only reaches to about your shoulder. It doesn't even go further down, but your arm feels like it's been dipped in pure pleasure. It starts moving. It moves slowly towards your chest. Your hand feels different now as it leaves your hand uncovered. When you look down, it looks normal again, and you can see the fabric, the material sliding up your wrist as it begins to cover your chest. Ooh, the warmth, the sensation, the stimulation on every delicious pressure against your chest as the alien, the creature, touches there and takes away the thing devised, the toy, leaving you almost shocked with how little there is left, how much you felt before. They place another organic looking thing in your hands. This time it seems more like a morphing thing, a sort of gelatin like structure. As soon as it's placed in your hand, it begins to change shape and it rapidly forms into a sex toy that you know. The shape is very familiar to you, and as you look at it, you even feel it activate just the way it should. And then, as soon as your surprise wonders about the possibilities, it shifts into another one. One that you've seen and maybe not even experienced yourself, as your mind revels in all kinds of fantasies. The thing in your palm keeps changing shape. It keeps following every single thought, every fantasy, every... And then it's taken away again. Your thoughts, they need a moment to recover from the many images that it has just gone through. Without really realizing, the alien has been helping you out of your clothes. It's very warm in the shop, pleasantly so even, and your mind and body are already stimulated to the point of mild confusion. Here, they state, this may work very well for your species. It looks almost like a plant. There's some protrusions on it, and it seems to move a little bit as it's moved closer to you. When placed near your body, it almost automatically finds the center of your pleasure, wrapping itself around and stimulating every little nook and cranny, every little bit. Oh, it's so nice with the pulsing, the gentle stimulation growing in intensity as it figures out what your body needs. It almost feels like a feedback loop of figuring out how you need to be stimulated, and it does so perfectly. I wonder if you even realize that your imagination is aiding it in stimulating you. But just before your pleasure reaches a peak, it's taken away again. Your reaction, your flush visible. Or maybe not. Maybe the alien doesn't understand your pleasure. Even though you maybe now realize that you have been naked for a while, it is not wearing any coverings either, so maybe it's okay. They bring you to another part of the store, and it explains this is the more high-tech department. One of the major differences is that almost everything here is powered by small cells that should last many cycles. The expected duration should serve you for a significant amount of time. Now, let's see. Ah, yes, I have been told that this may be very enjoyable for species that are capable of detecting scent. Please give me a moment to align this with your neurons. There we go. And it places something strange over your nose. It's quite small and light, and before you know what's happening, you breathe in and you smell an experience. It's almost as if you're being taken on a journey of sensations through your nose. There are forests, there are oceans, there are lakes and sands, there are many things around you, there are touches, strokes, caresses, kisses, cuddles, there are all these interwoven sensations. And the more you breathe in, the more vivid they become. It's as if your brain is being shown things, made to experience them purely through your nose. Your imagination full of all kinds of detailed stories. Some of them continuing to please and pleasure you, other merely just helping you feel good. It's as if you're being touched everywhere and nowhere, being teased and edged and yet just gently caressed. When the device is moved away from your nose, it takes a while for the pheromones, the scents, to dissipate. Reality reasserts itself, but before you can really react, something is placed over your head. It covers your eyes, and almost immediately you are no longer in the shop, but you are in a completely different reality, like warm liquid metal. Around you, colors shifting, rainbow sensations of scent, sight, and sound stimulating you from every direction. Creatures that are unreal and alien flow around you. Some are making noises that you cannot hear, while others are speaking something. And they notice you, they surround you and each other. They touch and explore strange things, just moving all over your body, and suddenly it is gone. This virtual reality environment is, of course, fully sensorical, and I've been told that you are capable of interacting across many different spaces. They also shine a light in your eyes, something that flickers strangely and suddenly creates an almost orgasmic feeling passing through your body, your mind, your brain overloaded with sensation, a deep pull pushing you almost instantly to the edge, and then it stops for just a second, and immediately it starts up again, another wave, another push right there to the edge, and then it stops again. It's almost as if the light is flickering in just the wrong frequency. It pushes you almost to the edge again, and you hear the alien making a sound, adjusting something, and then your whole body and mind explode as the light suddenly fills every nook and cranny of your body, every part of you so intensely feeling filled, overwhelmed. While you are are softly taken to the next department. Your mind and body are not quite present, which is of course understandable. You vaguely hear the word nanotech, and you see a beaker glowing liquid. It is placed on your lips and it flows inside like water. And once inside of you, there's a strange feeling on the inside of your body, a glow. It is quite pleasant, quite warm, quite lovely. But then it shifts from lovely into pure sex, and from sex into every part of your body, feeling as if you're being, doing everything, feeling so close. Your fingers can feel skin, your body can feel someone against you. You can feel yourself joining with someone. Is it your memory? Is it real? Is it not? It feels so vivid and intense. It is as if everything from somewhere is being called back, and it's giving you everything in fast forwards, compressing a whole experience in mere seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come. The liquid slowly leaves you, returning to the beaker, having influenced your nerve endings from the inside. It was a pure sensory overload. I don't know if you realize that you've been laying on the floor of the shop for a while. The alien helps you to get dressed, tells you that if you ever desire any of the products that they show you, you merely have to find their uplink, and you will receive them. Dazed, confused, floating, you exit through the door and you end up where you started, back on Earth, back in some semblance of reality. Some of it still present, either in your mind or your memory, maybe even in your body. And when it's time to count back up again, I hope you enjoyed browsing the alien sex shop and experiencing some of what it has to offer. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this selection.